Okay, so let me get this straight. Your name is Corey. My name is Corey. You're an actor. I'm an actor.
How you doing, buddy?
Okay, I just got in.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
All right, brother. So
nice trip out visiting Dudo Dickman.
Oh, very good. So you drove?
Yes.
Oh.
What?
You drove?
Yeah. All ready for the Bears to swamp the Jets.
As you predicted in the prediction show, the Jets would win.
Well, you know, things have changed. And I only get 4 wins a week, so who's supposed to listen to me?
It's an amazing streak, sir. 4 dunces in a row. Nobody's ever done it.
And I don't think anybody can pick that many losers on purpose.
You swear you're not picking them on purpose.
It's just as hard to pick a loser as it is to pick a winner.
Thank you, Lou. That's the quote of the week from Lou Dickman. So were you ever in doubt, like switching allegiances from the Giants to the Jets during like the Broadway Joe era or something?
Oh, God, no. I didn't even know who the Jets were.
Do you remember the Super Bowl with Broadway Joe?
Broadway Joe? Yeah, Baltimore Colts.
Yep.
Baltimore Colts? It's either Earl Morrill or Johnny Unitas. I can't remember which was the quarterback.
I think it was Morrill who took him that year because Unitas was out. I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay. And then where did he finish off his career?
Hmm? What'd you say, Luke?
Where did he finish off his career, Earl Morrill?
Earl Morrow, God, did he finish with the Rams? No, that was Broadway Joe finished with the Rams. I know he switched teams. Did he go to the Skins?
Close. New York Football Giants.
The pride of New England. Table of meat, sir. Are you preparing it or are you running away from it?
We're taking a bye on the table this week.
What?
Hey, I just got in town from Boston. Didn't have time to do everything.
Well, is there something we can bring to contribute? Maybe some dry snacks?
Oh, how about a pocket full of cash and buy 17 rounds?
All right. Lou, how about go ahead. What?
With the crowd we get, it should cost you all of $34.
Exactly. As long as Larry Sanders is there. Okay. So how about our kicker? You know, Cornelius Punton Kicker. That's his name. What is his name, Lou?
I don't know. Let's call him Corey.
Corey. He's a true Corey. So So you know, there's a whole culture of the Lou's Sunday NFL picks. You know, we have our video man. We have Guido breaking bad on us for the Bears this week. I mean, everything's going topsy-turvy, Lou.
Guido picked the Jets?
Yes, he did.
Whoa! Bear-hating Guido.
Bear-hating. Oh, man. Heather went Bears. You know, she's back on the Bear bandwagon, but last week swears that somebody forced her to pick the Patriots. The week she shows up and the week I can't stay the whole game.
Oh, well, that's karma.
Yes, exactly. That is karma, Lou.
So, Khalil Mack, he's out today playing things.
He's questionable.
Is he gonna be skipping, hopping?
Questionable. Maybe they can beat the Jets without him.
They're going to kill the Jets.
I hope so. God.
48-25.
Oh, wow. You're going to give the Jets that many points at Soldier's Field.
Oh, yeah. It's only 3 touchdowns.
Have you ever participated in a table of meat at Soldier Field, a you know, what they call those tailgating things. Have you ever done one of those, Lou?
No.
No? Okay. You think someone as famous as Lou Dickman Weekly would have had a... Is that your last name, no, Weekly?
No. Let's look at it this way.
Okay.
Football was meant...
Yes?
Football was meant to be watched either in the big chair...
Yes?
With a pot of meatballs on the oven, on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a bar with your buddies, gambling away, drinking cold beer.
Lou, you have a convert in me forever. I'm not a big sitting in the stadium. And, you know, I was saying, that's about $600 a week. You know, when you put all the parking and the tickets and the beer drinking all together, I think that's a lot of cash for just sitting in the cold. Anyway, Lou.
Yeah, just in the cold. Yeah, just in December.
You ready for your question of the week? It is Halloween week,
Lou. I'm all ears.
Remember,
I am all ears.
Remember those Abbott and Costello meets movies? You know, when they met all the guys, like Abbott and Costello meets Jerry Lewis, that sort of thing. You remember those movies?
Okay.
Now, who
is... Yeah, they meet Dracula, they meet...
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Who is your favorite monster that they met and why?
Oh, it would have been definitely Buddy Hackett. By far.
He is monstrous, Lou. And it doesn't get any better than that. Let's get going. We'll see you at noon with no table of meat. Bring the dry snacks. Bring the dry snacks. Go Bears! This is a commish inviting you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Halloweenie Service. When you're over 50, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them, Lou, Halloweenie's you! Happy Halloween.